There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday at your Sports Bros. Romp and Souk. I'm Romp. That's Big Souk right over there.
Right here.
He is watching his Mets leading 4-1 over the Phillies.
I just got done in the break watching the entire 1986 classic music video, Let's Go Mets Go, and now I feel invigorated.
You should. I'm watching the Royals taking on the Yankees.
You don't have a music video.
Aaron Judge just flew out again. It is 0-0 in the fourth. We have Dave Bartu coming on in our next Seggy, 5:15, College Football Matrix. I don't know what to think of Ohio State, Oregon. I have no idea. But he does.
Yeah.
Well, and he's going to tell you what he thinks.
Dave's got the numbers. I've told you what I think. I've made my hot, hot opinions known. Scorching hot takes.
Yeah, but all you pundits, you don't know anything.
Just a bunch of freaking morons.
Well, you know football and all that, but...
I do know that.
Doesn't mean you know what's going to happen in this game.
No one does. This is the definition of neither side's played anyone, so you're about to find out.
If I'm listening to anyone, it's Bartu. And I probably won't even listen to him.
Oh, I like it.
But we'll see what he says.
We'll bring him on, and then you'll make the decision from there. See if you like what he has to say. If not, Dave, go away.
I'll be the judge of whether your analysis is good.
That's right.
If your raw data numbers hold mustard.
Club 1080 tonight, we will play Lieutenant Dan audio. We'll see if he is still living. He may be dead. I don't know.
He's the star so far of the Florida hurricane, if you're not aware.
Mountain lion killed with a shovel.
Oh.
Got that story for you guys.
They're eating the cats.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. What just happened?
Oh, freaking Stanton.
Oh. Thought you weren't scared of him.
Yeah, I thought
I'm
in
not.
No way were you scared of him. I mean, just drove
good, him. Let him hit.
Yeah. He burnt us there. I'm a little surprised by that. Of all the donkeys in the Yankees lineup.
Stanton.
Oh, dear.
Stanton was the one that you did taunt earlier.
Yeah. He's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, he just put a run on the board with the double.
Yeah.
I don't love that. Love that at all.
You all right over there?
No, I'm not.
No. State of panic. The Mets got out of a jam. So, no offense, but I'm doing okay over here.
Also, A primetime follow-up. Justice is served.
Mm. I love when justice is served.
But right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Anyone getting a sports woody?
Number five.
Implemented in 1964, the national letter of intent is going away.
Yeah.
The NCAA has voted to eliminate that program. So with the House versus NCAA settlement coming down, they will move to a system of financial aid and scholarship agreements, which is basically short for contracts.
Yeah, I mean,
or long for contracts.
The letter of intent was weird in that it bound the kid to the school, but it didn't bind the school to the kid. Yeah. So, look, just the days of the kids and the athletes having no say and just being bowled over, those days are done. Hopefully we find a way to strike a balance, but yes, the old school ways are dying, and not dying slowly. They're dying very, very quickly.
Yeah. So no more, and this does not mean name, image, likeness, NIL.
Yeah.
National letter of intent.
Yes.
That's not NIL.
No, it is not.
So they're no longer
you used to sign on, on signing day. You would sign your letter of intent, and now we're moving more to.
And you would fax it.
Yes,
remember that?
I faxed mine
over there.
I faxed mine in.
Did it sit by the fax machine?
Yeah, I remember the year Alabama set up a fax cam, and they just had these intern hots going over there picking up faxes.
All naked.
We had a fan tech fax line once. Was it the Office Automation, right?
Pacific Office Automation
fax line.
Hey, they still sponsor the post game scoreboard show. Ducks.
George Kittle listed questionable for the Niners tomorrow against our Seahawks here on The Fan.
Dude, all of a sudden, that is a really, really big game. And it's Seattle, the last two games, not looking so good. The Niners 2-3, and they've gacked away, too. Now, the Niners, over the last handful of years, they've been the Seahawks daddies. This is, all of a sudden, a sneaky big game.
Well, Seahawks are
in the division.
They're pretty banged up.
Yes, they are.
Nwosu going on the IR, I guess.
Yep.
Is that what they said?
Yep. I mean, their defense, it's They've been down 7 and 8 players at times this year.
Well, when the Giants beat you, it's like...
Well, they didn't just beat them, dude. They beat them up. That's not good.
Obviously, something's up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that game on The Fan tomorrow. No primetime show.
No.
Can you guys believe that? We're preempted by the Seahawks.
We were preempted on Monday, too.
Unbelievable.
What the hell's going on?
Well, not this Monday, but last Monday.
Last Monday. Yeah, it'd be weird if you played Monday night and Thursday night. It'd be a bit of a problem there.
What else do I have for you here, JC Babes? What else do you ask? Aaron Rodgers says he resents accusations that he played a role in the firing of Jets coach Robert Saleh.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Aaron Rodgers resents everything. If I'm a Jets fan, dude, just go away at this point. You're not leading anyone to the promised line. You're nowhere near the quarterback you were a couple years ago. If you're the Jets, just move on. Fire the GM, get rid of Rodgers, and just hit a hard reset.
He told the Pat McAfee show, it's interesting the amount of power people think he has, but he doesn't. He loves Robert Saleh. He also said that changes need to be made to the offense regardless of who is head coach, and he supports anything that interim coach Jeff Ulbrich wants to do.
Except Ulbrich's a defensive guy. The offensive guy who runs the stalest, boring offense this side of, I don't know, the Jacksonville Jaguars. None of that's changing.
Well, I've heard that, I heard on my favorite midday show, Danny and Dusty, that Ulbrich may call plays.
Offensive plays?
That's what he said.
He's a defensive boy. Wouldn't that be something?
What he said?
They need something because their offense is...
Could be fake news,
Didn't
though.
Matt Patricia do something like that at some point?
Well, the Seahawks brought, or the Patriots brought in two defensive coordinators, and they had them...
Had them run the offense,
It's a coordinator. By the way, that didn't go very well.
No.
Just saying.
The NFL's leading receiver, Nico Collins, has been placed on IR by the Texans.
This is a big deal because when he went out last game, their offense completely changed. Nico Collins is the real deal. And the Texas offense, the Texans offense this year, the run game's been dreadful. And it's been a up and down. This is a big blow for them.
Yeah, he will miss at least the next four games. Hamstring strain. The Giants lose Kayvon Thibodeau to wrist surgery. He is week to week.
Yeah.
The Raiders will be without wide receiver Devontae Adams against the Steelers. He has a bum hammy. Las Vegas coach Antonio Pierce announcing today that Aiden O'Connell will be their new QB1. And Spencer Rattler will be QB1 for the Saints.
Yeah, a little surprise there because they brought in Haener when Carr got hurt, but they're going with Rattler, which means if you're a betting man, you can parlay and bet against Spencer Rattler and Drake May the same week.
How could you lose?
That's a tasty little bit right there.
How could you lose?
Exactly.
I can think of a few ways you could lose.
Drake May ain't beating anybody.
All four division series are in action today. You have already missed in the American League the fact that the Tigers beat the Guardians.
3-0.
Six pitchers combined on a shutout, six-hit shutout. How about that?
Yeah.
Tigers now up 2-1 on Cleveland.
Talk about a team that's got a look about it. I might give you the Detroit Tigers.
Right now in the other AL series, Yankees and Royals, it is 1-0 Yankees. They are in the bottom of the fourth in Kansas City. That series tied 1-1. In the National League, you've got the Mets leading the Phillies 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. That, thanks to a Frankie Lindor grand slam.
Yes, sir.
In the sixth inning. So, of course, if the Mets win that, they win the series. Yep. And then we've got Dodgers, Padres later. Pods up 2-1, and Freddie Freeman scratched because he's hurt.
That is not good. The Dodgers feel like they're in some serious trouble.
Well, they're starting some guy named Brazier.
Well, they're doing it's a bullpen game, right?
Well, they have no pitchers.
No, it's dumb. They don't have any arms left. So, although the Tigers
seems problematic in an elimination game.
Oh, the Tigers ran a bullpen game and worked out pretty damn good for them.
That's true.
Victorico's Mexican food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Let's get Dave Bartu in here of the Matrix, College Football Matrix. He will tell us how to view the Ohio State-Oregon game. Or maybe he won't. Maybe he'll say, I have no idea.
Dave's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
That'd be the greatest Dave segment ever. He's like, I don't know what to tell you guys. Something tells me Dave will have a hot opinion.
Yeah, we'll see. Bar 2 of The Matrix, next on The Fan. Yeah, well, no, I don't know. All right, nice to have you along. No show tomorrow, so our Dan Lanning interview will move to Friday at 4 o'clock. And then Joey Harrington will be on our show tomorrow. But right now we have a legend on these airwaves. I think he's on the phone with us. Do I hear Dave Bartu of College Football Matrix?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, my God. Music to my ears. Not much. How are you?
Oh, I am. I'm doing great. Oh, I checked one of the things off of my NFL college football bucket list.
Oh, talk to me.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I had a general manager get solely DEFCON 1 irritated with me yesterday.
Why?
He wasn't really understanding a concept I was trying to communicate. Either I was communicating it poorly or he was, it just wasn't working. And I think he wanted to go on vacation and he was tired of dealing with it. And yeah, I got the short end of the stick on that one.
Nice.
Finally got a GM to chew me out. My first ever was Dan Mullen yelling at me. That was my first head coach. Two guys raising their voices in an office. That was me and Dan Mullen. But this is a new one with all these GMs in college football. He was pretty pissed off.
I like the idea of Dave getting yelled at. Do you yell back?
Oh, no, the Dan Mullen one was great because he started raising his voice. So I raised my voice because he was pissing me off. And so he raised his voice, and I'm like, okay. In his position, usually guys, when they disagree with you at that level, they just walk away. They're like, I don't have time for this, and they go,
yeah.
Right? So the fact that he stuck around and was arguing is like, okay, you're interested in this. You're trying to prove a point in front of your whole staff and athletic director. And, you know, we started talking about stats and numbers, and I'm like, stats aren't analytics. Stats don't give you anything. And he points at these three rings. It really got heated when he pointed at this whole row of three ring binders in the office, saying, "We have got plenty of stats right here." And I'm like, I could drive down to the nearest cigarette shop, pick up a 25-cent lighter, and it's worth more than these things I could set on fire with it. Then he got really
pissed. Oh, maybe that's why he got mad.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's way to play it cool, Dave.
I travel all the way to Starkville, Mississippi. You step out of the plane, the whole place smells like alligator armpit. And I was like, what the hell am I doing here?
Yeah, well, apparently David, you were there to get yelled at by Dan.
Dave with a little bit of the old sweet talk there. Light these on fire.
I got their data, though. Yeah. See, that's the thing. The sometimes you got to talk to these guys the way they talk, right? And when you understand that, you know, some of these head coaches are just perpetual. You've been around them, Jason, perpetually angry, just a red ass 100%. All the time, you know, and F-bombs are verbs and nouns and everything. And then once you start speaking to them the way they speak, it's almost more relatable, even though it feels really weird.
I used to have that at times where, like, I'd be getting yelled at by my offensive line coach for missing a call or, you know, or a blocking assignment. Like, I slid the line the wrong way. And the best part was you could be agreeing with him. Be like, yeah, I did that. That was my bad. And then they would keep yelling about it. And you're like, I get it. Like, I shouldn't have done that. And then they would just keep yelling. And you'd be like, what do you want me to say here for you to calm down and stop yelling? We're both agreeing on the point. And yet you just want to yell. That's welcome to the world of coaching. Coaches are just inherently angry creatures.
Well, they're paranoid too.
Yeah.
You know, they're largely introverts. They hide in their athletic buildings and they don't really have to answer to anybody, but they're also, they're always looking over their shoulder at some guy trying to steal their job, you know? And so, yeah, it's an interesting world. Coaches both in college and in the NFL, it surprises me every single day when I get further behind the curtain.
Well, at this point, nothing should surprise you, Dave.
No. It just makes for really good stories, though. Right? I mean, it's not every day a GM loses his ass over you.
Now, this was a college GM, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, and the thing that what's interesting is it's not your opinion, Dave. You're just bringing raw numbers. So they're not mad at you. They're just mad at the numbers are telling them something that they don't want to hear or that they don't want to believe.
Right. Well, actually, it was I'm trying to explain a new concept in terms of profiling athletes and not watching as much film and having the kids do their athleticism testing so you don't have to watch the film. And it's cutting out work for them. But when it comes down to something new, and you're talking to a head coach that did it his way, and he's making $500,000 a month or $1 million a month, and you're trying to tell him, here's a new way to become more efficient and reduce your risk, but you have to change what you do do that. And they look at you like there's worms coming out of your eyes because, you know, here's a guy that, you know, is literally making generational wealth and you're telling him to make a small change.
Yeah,
it doesn't work very well.
I heard you talking about this. You basically are looking at these, like, athletic scores that they do at, like, the combine. And putting that in college, that, like, you can have a giant success rate no matter what the star ranking, simply based on someone's athletic score, right?
Exactly. We started this in the NFL. I was working with an NFL club last year, and we were working on staffing. And that's all that we were supposed to be working on. But I have kind of this little pet project on the NFL draft I've been working on for over 15 years in tracking it, trying to crack the code. And I asked the assistant GM I was working with one day, I'm like, hey, you guys, your numbers are fantastic in starts per draft pick, rounds 1 through 5. In round 6 and 7, it falls apart. And in undrafted free agency, it's terrible. It's bottom 3. And his immediate response was, well, that's what I'm in charge of. And I think we do pretty good. And I said, oh, well, I think you don't. but here's the thing with the
that's
NFL.
Sweet talk again.
Oh, yeah. No, but see, with the NFL, I've learned, though. The NFL guys, you think college football guys have thick skin? You can tell any NFL guy he is wrong. He'll argue with you, but then a lot of them will turn around and go, show me why. Yeah. See, now, this guy took offense a little bit, but then his next question was, but why do you think that way? And I outlined it. And I said, what I would like to do is have access to your draft group, all your guys, to interview them to try to figure out the psychological problem, and I would like access to all of your player profiles of the last 20 years. So I get a spreadsheet of nearly 4,000 NFL draft profiles and all their private workout numbers, right? I mean, it's like super nerdy, great stuff. And then I got to interview everybody in the draft process, and here's what we found out is they were so good in rounds 1 through 5, they psychologically started making picks in round 6 and 7 undrafted free agencies with elite metrics. And so they would focus on something. Oh, this guy's super fast. This guy has really strong with a huge, you know, it's an offensive lineman who's really strong and he's got a huge wingspan, you know? And so they were focusing on individual elite numbers, and that's where they were failing. So we went the other way. We started looking at full body athleticism, and we were able to work with a professor in kinesiology at MIT, and we actually came up with a mathematical formula for athleticism. And the higher you scored on it, the more starts you generated per player in your NFL career, period. It's almost linear. I mean, Suk, when you were at BYU, if I could have had you go through 12 drills, got your birth date, your height, your weight, I could literally put you in a little box and say, here's how many starts I expect out of this guy if he's healthy coming out of college. Right?
That's, yeah.
But then we were able to work with professors at Purdue and Michigan State that did over 20,000 tests over 10 years on kids age 7 to 18. So now if there's a kid, if there's an offensive lineman who's a freshman at Lake Oswego High School, if I have his test numbers, I can project what division he's going to be in if he has the size and frame to make it.
See, I'm fascinated by this stuff because it's just football is so much about athleticism. I'm guessing where the pushback is everyone is always worried about, you know, missing out on the Mike Hass, right? They want the one in a million. And I think to your point, you're saying, why wouldn't you rather be right 95% of the time and miss on 5 as opposed to what you're doing now where you're missing 50% of the time?
Exactly. Use it as a filter. So if you're Oregon or Oregon State, you use athleticism testing. Now I know the baseline of athleticism by unit at your school.
Yeah.
I know where you're strong. I know where you're weak. I know who your NFL prospects are. Now you can start getting guys earlier to the NFL. Your NFL liaison at Oregon and Oregon State starts getting it to the 32 GMs. I know all of these guys, and I can feed this stuff early to them. Right? So it helps your program. It helps your players. And then when you go recruit, let's say your average athleticism score at linebacker is a 68. Well, every kid in the state of Oregon across the country, if he's under a 68,
don't
waste your time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so especially a developmental program, let's say like in Oregon State, you want to be pushing that athleticism up and up and up. So here's one you'll like, Sue, because you've played at the highest level here. The most athletic position in the NFL is what? The position that demands the greatest athleticism is which position?
That's interesting. I might lean towards corner.
Defensive end.
Linebacker.
I can see that because it's a little bit of secondary and a little bit of lineman mushed into one.
Right. It's because you got to be a little bit of everything. Yeah, you got to be a little bit of everything, but if you score above, so our scoring system is 0 to 100. Mm. Actually, it's basically 0 to Vernon Davis is what it is. And because Vernon Davis has the highest athleticism number. But in the top 10, Suk, you'll love this. In the top 10, 6 of them are offensive and defensive linemen.
Mm. Interesting.
So Aaron Donald being one of them. Oh, no shock.
No.
Right? But his athleticism score, even though his height and all of his numbers, people looked at him and he dropped to 13th in the draft.
Yeah.
This is still the ninth highest athleticism score out of 4,000 guys over 20 years.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Linebacker is really, really important. The one that's least important is wide receiver.
Yeah, because so much of that is route and being a kind of a cerebral player and understanding where to go and sit down in soft spots. All that makes sense.
Right. Can you catch the ball? Yeah. Wide receiver and tight end. Yes, it's great to have great athletes there, but you can see it in the numbers. There's a ton of great athletes that actually can't catch the ball,
yeah.
Cannot high point it, cannot make the catch in traffic, alligator arms, you name it. They have the look,
yeah.
But they can't catch.
Yeah.
So, but in every other position outside of that, linemen on both sides, linebackers, it is linear. The more athletic you are, the longer you're going to.
So, what is this called? This is the new age of the Matrix. What is this called?
Yeah, it is. We did the NFL stuff last year. We adopted it to college this year, and last month we signed our first program to do it statewide. So we're going to be working. So the first adopter is South Carolina. And so we are going to be working in the entire state of South Carolina, providing this free to every high school coach, every middle school coach, every player out there, every kid, doesn't matter, rich, poor, none of this. You have to go to camp to get noticed. We will find you. Do the 12 drills, get it to us. And if anybody scores above 75, we feed that to the recruiting guys at South Carolina.
Huh.
Well, that's cool.
I love this, Dave.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, you're trying very hard to not talk about Ohio State and Oregon, it seems.
I want bold predictions, Dave.
But
dude,
luckily,
I blocked off 45 minutes. I mean, we can talk
okay.
about this for 15.
Good.
We can go to break, and we can talk betting for the next half an hour at A&A.
All right. Let's do it. Ohio State-Oregon talk is next with Dave Bartu of The Matrix. Here's Buck.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we are with Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. Dave, now, I don't want this to go to your head, okay? Is Dave with us?
Yep, I'm here. Nothing's okay. Going to my head, dude. It's
well,
all good.
Well, just wait. I've got a text I want to read you, okay?
Is it as good as Buck's letters?
This is from one of our listeners. No, this is better. This is better than Buck's letter that he got the other day from the guy who doesn't understand our drops, and he also doesn't understand that Caitlin Clark is white. It reads, Dave is brilliant. I am humbled every time he explains how he arrives at a criterion that no one has ever pondered. If his passions weren't football, barbecue, and hunting, he'd easily be a billionaire ruling from a roost of power. Dave has what Elon doesn't, the brain and ingenuity to achieve globally manipulated dominance. Now, if that's not flattering,
that's
I don't know what is.
That's a great compliment.
Hey, who says I'm not a billionaire already? I do this show for free, man.
You know what's funny about Dave is Dave really is brilliant. I've always thought that about you. The thing that I've always asked Dave, I'm like, Dave, can you not focus on just one? Focus on one idea.
But
he can't. He's like, that's the whole thing.
He also makes a dynamite barbecue rub. I'm just saying.
He can't focus.
Incredible.
He's got to go shoot an elk.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time for world domination.
No, I am trying to focus on the core football stuff because that's where the money's been at, and trying to cut out a lot of other things. But, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. I like being me. It's cool.
So I am not one to believe that Oregon is as talented as Ohio State, even though we keep hearing about how great Oregon's players are and how well Dan Lanning and his staff have been recruiting. Can you outline for this game, Ohio State, Oregon, can you outline the talent gap? How wide is it?
I don't think it's that wide. I really don't. You know, you look at I don't get too much into the transfer portal because those guys are still more missed than hit. Everybody seems to focus on teams that are successful with it and overlook the two out of three that aren't successful with transfer guys. So, you know, Oregon gets their share. Ohio State gets their share. We're talking about the number three recruiter, high school recruiter, against the number five high school recruiter. Yeah. So from a talent perspective, I don't think there's much difference there. From a coaching standpoint, I would give a slight edge to Ohio State, but neither head coach has really accomplished that much so far with the talent they've had. Offensive coordinator, Will Stein, 4-star+, rising star, excellent offensive coordinator. Chip Kelly, top 15 in the country as well. So you got two great offensive coordinators. LePoy, he's been moving up our rankings. Knowles at Ohio State, he had the number one scoring efficiency defense last year. He's got the number two scoring efficiency defense right now. So, you know, it is, I think really what this comes down to is probably just how teams have executed so far and home field advantage. I think Oregon, having this game at home, I think all the pressure's on Oregon in this one. Because you look at the schedule, they don't have a lot of top 25 teams on the schedule. This is one of two on their schedule. They beat Boise. They need this win more than Ohio State, in my opinion. And they're at home. So they're not going to get a better shot at Ohio State this year than right now, even though they're three-point dogs. So, and even with Ohio State, I mentioned, they're second in defensive scoring efficiency. Oregon's 18th. Offensive. Ohio State's 4, Oregon's 18. But keep in mind, Ohio State has played Akron and Western Michigan to start the season, two of the worst teams in all of college football, right? Oregon's played UCLA, who isn't top 100 in anything. They played Oregon State, who doesn't have a top 100 offense. Michigan State, who doesn't have a top 100 offense. I mean, we're in the middle of the season, and I honestly don't know which way this one is going to go because I just don't think we have the sample size to figure it out. To me, I lean the talent, which is Ohio State, and better performance, which is Ohio State. But again, the schedules really haven't given us a whole lot. I think it's just going to be a fantastic matchup.
Yeah, we say that the two best would be, I mean, they have the one common opponent, Michigan State, and the results were about the same. So maybe we look at Iowa and Boise State as the two best teams that they've played.
Right, you know, and Iowa doesn't have the offense. Boise State has a top 10 offense right now, but Boise State has a bottom. It doesn't even have a top 90 defense.
Yeah.
So, you know, you play. It is, and yeah, like I said, common opponent Michigan State, but Michigan State's offensive scoring efficiency is 118.
Yeah.
They can't score, man. I mean, the game's over at 7-0. So I look at this from the standpoint of, I feel that the hungrier team needs to be Oregon here. I really do. Because you look at the schedule going forward, Oregon doesn't have anything left. And don't tell me, oh, they play top 25 Michigan. Michigan doesn't even have a top 70 offense. They don't even have a top 40 defense. Michigan is not going to be top 25 when it counts at the end of the year. Okay, so to me, the hungry team has to be Oregon here simply because the opportunity to build the resume the rest of the season is more in favor of Ohio State. Oregon has to be the more desperate team on Saturday.
But it's essentially a coin flip game.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't bet on any of this. You know, I was waiting to come on, and Buckley was telling me, you know, 53.5 was the total. He was talking about leaning under. And I'm like, you're so balanced on offense and defense. I don't know which way this one's going to go. Do the defenses show up? You and I can argue they are. Are the offenses going to show up? Will Stein and Chip Kelly, who's betting against that?
Yeah.
Right? It is. I don't think there's a single outcome other than a blowout. Right? I mean, I think we would agree this should be a one possession, one score game. How it gets there? Is it 63-60? Is it 20-17? I don't know, but I just don't see this being more than a one-possession game unless something wackadoodle happens.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this game, right? That's why this is amazing.
Yeah,
right there is that it's just it's going to come down to things that we can't predict. So let's just sit back and have a beverage and enjoy it. Do you want to talk?
And it still means something.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. For sure.
This is playoff seeding. This is a sub playoff game. When you look at the whole schedule, like I said, for playoff seeding, this is absolute number one. This is so important for Oregon versus Ohio State. I can't understate how important it is for playoff seeding.
Do you want to talk some more? We got one more Seggy. You want to talk some more gambling?
Oh, dude, I got
more 30 gambling.
Different bets sitting in front of me, including all the games you'd never watch unless you got a sawbuck on it.
Those are my favorites, Dave. Give me some Vandy picks. Let's
We're
go.
Get some hot New Mexico State football talk coming up next. Dave Bartu of The Matrix on the Fan. All right. Well, we've managed to spend an hour with Dave Bartu, and now he's got some hot picks for us. He said he's got hot. You have hot college football picks. Is that what you? Is that what you want to disseminate here?
Yeah. Well, we can if people like betting college football, which I think they do, especially at the A&A, because you can go right across the bridge and bet all the college football you want up there, baby.
I love sure it. He's just like, and I think they do. Yeah.
I think they do.
I do know that.
Oh, and I know Suk loves the who. Who's playing what?
My favorite bet of the year so far is, Rob, you were gone, but Dave came on at the beginning of the year, and he told us, and I think me and Buck took this journey together. It was for me, it was a sizable bet at the start of the year. I usually just like kind of go tidbits, but every now and then Dave gets all hot and bothered, and he said Vanderbilt money line, and they were catching double digits against Virginia Tech, and I loaded up on the money line with Vanderbilt, and let's just say 34-27 later, a nice meal was had thanks to one Dave Bartu.
You're right. It still doesn't supersede the first time I was on the show saying Oregon State's going to beat Wisconsin no. 3 months before the game, and you looked at me like I was a freaking idiot.
That was where I learned. Don't doubt Dave. Dismiss him at your own peril.
Speaking of Vanderbilt, dude, I think we should ride the Lightning.
Let's do it.
Start right there. Vanderbilt at Kentucky. Now, a lot of people think that, you know, Vanderbilt beating Alabama. I get it. It's a big deal. Okay. But this is not your grandpappy's Vanderbilt right now. They're recruiting. When Clark Lee got there, 4-year recruiting average in high school was 54. Now they're up to 37. They're still the worst recruiter in the SEC. But if Vanderbilt was in the former Pac-12, they'd be the fourth best recruiter.
Ooh.
They are the worst of 16 in the SEC. They are the fourth. They would be fourth best in last year's Pac-12. And coming into that game against Alabama, they were 22nd in the country in offensive scoring efficiency. They were really good on offense. You know who's not really good on offense? Kentucky. 91st on the season. Okay, so they're at Kentucky. We got the number 22 scoring efficiency offense going up against Brad White and his number 13 defense. Okay, so we got strength versus strength. And then you have the Kentucky offense at 91, the Vanderbilt scoring efficiency defense at 108. We got suck versus suck, right? Lots of sucking going on here. But here's the line. You're catching 14. You get 14 points in a Vanderbilt offense against the 91st offense in college football. We are taking Vanderbilt to cover in Kentucky again this week.
I love it. Let's ride. Let's ride that Vandy train, baby.
All right. Let's see here. Where is my Big Sook Fugly game of the week?
Give me something. Give me something. I need something to bet on that I have no reason to watch.
Oh, no reason to watch. Well, I got a lot of those. Let's start with Western Kentucky hosting UTEP.
What? Conference no, USA? Yeah, all right.
So Western Kentucky is 88 in offensive scoring efficiency, 108 in defense. All right? UTEP, not to be outdone, is 131st out of 134 in offense, but 97th in defense. These teams both suck equally. They are horrible. But UTEP is getting 19.5.
I like the
on
value.
Top of their suckage.
I like the value.
That's definitely a game you're not watching. Now here's one that you're not watching that I really like. You know, the 19.5, yeah, it's kind of for fun. South Florida is hosting Memphis. Look at these numbers though. Memphis is a better recruiter. They have the 59th best coaching staff versus 96 for South Florida. So we got better talent. We got better coaching. Memphis offense is 45th. South Florida's defense is 127th. Memphis's defense is 72nd. South Florida is at 92. So Memphis has these guys covered every way, shape, or form, and they're laying 7.5.
Okay.
I really like Memphis catching those points against South Florida. A little more locally, Boise State and Hawaii. Boise State, the number two scoring efficiency offense in all of college football. Hawaii, 116th on offense. How are they keeping that within three scores? How? Yeah. Genty's going to have three touchdowns in the first 3 minutes, and that spread's going to get covered in the first quarter. That would be one on these big spreads with really good teams, folks. Little nugget. If you can, bet first half spreads. When you get there in 24 and 28 and 34, teams are going to get blown out. Usually you're going to get half of that in the first half. The really good teams cover that quickly and then take their foot off the gas. If you can bet first half on your app or at ALNA, do that as well.
What about Texas, Oklahoma, or maybe Penn State, USC?
Oh, geez. Texas, Oklahoma, that one, it's a big spread. The real disadvantage there is Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 52nd in offensive scoring efficiency so far. Both of them have top 10 defense. Texas has the number one scoring efficiency defense in college football. That's national championship level. That's Pete Kwiatkowski. But Oklahoma, Brent Venables, has the number 9 scoring efficiency defense in college football. So versus the spread, I don't like it so much. I'll take the under. This is, I believe, going to be a much more defensive game, which kind of leans you to take Oklahoma in the points. But I can still see Texas really whipping on these guys because of that 51st offense. I like under 49.5. in that specific football game.
By the way, I may be placing an offshore bet here during the break. I would just like to point out that Boise State in Hawaii, the first half spread is only 10.5.
Go ahead and lock that in.
Look at those numbers. The number two offense versus 117th offense.
I'm going to go ahead and lay a C note right now on Boise State to cover 10.5.
Right. You know, now it's in Hawaii, late start, blah, 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 but Hawaii's just not very good. Oh, side note, speaking of not very good, the worst team in the top 25 is Missouri. 78th in offensive scoring efficiency, 79th in defense. They will not be there at the end. They are really not good at all.
They play UMass. Well, okay, UMass. Who cares?
Who cares?
Penn
right?
State is favored by 4.5 at USC. Do you think the Trojans get them?
No, I don't. I don't. Recruited talent, advantage Penn State. Coaching staff, pretty even. You look at the numbers on the year. USC is a defensive team, 33rd in deep scoring efficiency defense. Penn State is 7. USC offense, 13. USC, 49. Penn State, 13. So Penn State is at 13 on offense, 7 on defense. But they're on the road. And one of the things that we don't have a lot of data about that I'm tracking starting this year is three time zones. We've really never had conference games where it's Miami at Cal, you know, Florida State at Stanford, Oregon at Penn State, Penn State at USC. We haven't had this stuff, and I think physically and emotionally it's going to mess with guys because a lot of these starts are really late or they're really early. And so because of that, I don't trust it, but if I have to go with something, I'm going with the better talented team, the team that's performing better. I'd probably be a chicken and just go money line, just get rid of the 5.5 points and not worry about that risk, because I can see this a tight game in LA, but I do think Penn State's the better team right now.
Yeah, Wilner had that. He was doing the time zone thing, and he had Big Ten teams that have traveled more than two time zones so far in league play are 1-8.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, and that's the same thing. The only one who really saw that with big distance is West Virginia. And West Virginia is a real pain in the ass for Big 12 teams to go to. Not because West Virginia is that good, but the time zones, I mean, you got to fly into probably what? Newark, and then take a covered wagon 14 hours to Morgantown.
That's probably right.
I mean, it's just not an easy place to get to, and it's a hostile environment. So I think there's something to be said, something to be wary of these big time zone games like that.
All right, Dave, thank you so much. Always great talking to you. Love your insights, man. Appreciate you.
Love you guys. You know where I'm at anytime.
All right, Dave. That's Dave Bartu of College Football Matrix, and he's bringing it.
Yes.
Bringing it.
I'm locking in a nice little juicy bet on that Boise State first. 10.5? You kidding me? They're going to be up by 20.5. Hawaii. I love random bets. Then you can sit there and, like, you know, people will be like, why the hell are you watching this game? You're like, shh. Just talk to you in about 10 minutes when this happens.
Did you hear Ortner's story about that game?
No.
So Ortner was at his brother's wedding last weekend, and as the wedding gift, he gave them money for their honeymoon fund. They're going to Hawaii, his brother and his new wife. And his brother's like, hey, guess what we're spending that money on? And he's like, I don't know, like beach massages or a dinner out or something. And they're like, no, we're going to go see Genty play in the Boise State Hawaii game this weekend. So they're on their honeymoon in Hawaii, and they're going to go to that football game.
Thanks to Will.
Thanks to Will.
There you go.
All right, the club is next on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.